This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The head of the Russian private military contractor Wagner has claimed that his forces have started pulling out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine and handing over control to the Russian military. The AP's Karen Chames reports.
The announcement by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the owner of the private military company, comes days after he said Wagner troops had captured the ruined city. The millionaire owner, with longtime links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, said in a video published on Telegram that the handover would be completed by June the 1st. We are handing over military positions, ammunition, everything, including dry ration, to the Russian military. Nevertheless, a day earlier, Ukrainian general staff said that heavy fighting was continuing inside the eastern city after a nine-month battle that killed tens of thousands of people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Japan's central Nagano Prefecture report Thursday three people, including two police officers, killed and a fourth injured in a knife and gun attack. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Japanese media say police responded to reports of a stabbing at about 4:25 p.m. local time in Nagano City, about 240 kilometers northwest of Tokyo. A witness told Japanese broadcaster NHK he saw a woman fleeing a man dressed in camouflage clothing. He said the woman fell and the man stabbed her. When they arrived at the scene, police said the assailant opened fire, striking two officers. The woman and both officers later died from their injuries at a local hospital. Witnesses said the suspect, who was also wearing a cap and sunglasses, fled the scene and holed up at a nearby building. Investigators said a fourth person was injured, but their condition is unknown. Residents have been advised not to leave their homes for non-urgent reasons. At last report, the suspect remained holed up in the building, with police wearing bulletproof vests and carrying shields posted nearby. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these and any other stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The founder of the U.S.-based extremist group Oath Keepers will be sentenced Thursday for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors are seeking a 25-year prison sentence for Stuart Rhodes, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy for spearheading a plot to keep former President Donald Trump in power despite his loss in the 2020 election. The South Korean and U.S. militaries held a massive joint live-fire exercise near the border with North Korea Thursday, despite the North's warning that it won't tolerate what it calls a hostile invasion rehearsal on its doorstep. Thursday's drills, the first of the Allies' five rounds of firing exercises until mid-June, mark 70 years since the establishment of the military alliance between Seoul and Washington. These firing exercises, called the Combined Annihilation Firepower Drills, would be the biggest of their kind. The drills have been held 11 times since they began in 1977, according to the South Korean Defense Ministry. Zimbabwe officials declare a cholera outbreak as citizens continue drinking unsafe water. As Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, authorities urge people to practice good hygiene to contain the waterborne disease.
Zimbabwe Minister of Health authorities say that cholera has claimed 28 lives since the end of April. Nearly 400 cases have been confirmed and more than 1,400 cases are suspected. Health organizations such as the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights blame the outbreak on the consumption of unsafe drinking water and the flow of sewage in some areas. Zimbabwe received heavy rains this year and most of its water sources are full, but clean water for drinking and household use is not getting to most citizens' homes because of power cuts and shortages of water treatment chemicals. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
One of four remaining fugitives sought for their role in the 1994 Rwanda genocide has been arrested in South Africa, UN investigators said on Thursday. Around 800,000 Rwandans, most of them ethnic Tutsis, were slaughtered over 100 days at the hands of Hutu extremists. The former judicial police inspector faces charges of genocide, complicity in and conspiracy to commit genocide, and crimes against humanity. He has been on the run since July 2001, according to the MICT website, which gives his year of birth as 1961. For more on all of the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com or download our app by searching VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.